If you're visiting Juneau on a cruise and want to see the Mendenhall Glacier, you'll probably want to book a tour. Tour buses take passengers straight to the glacier in about half an hour. You could take the city bus. At $2 per person, it's a fraction of the price of a commercial tour. But the closest stop is 1.5 miles away. Those were the factors Ron Verhill and his wife Lucy were weighing when they got off their cruise ship this morning.
I wanted to take the city bus because I want to save some money. And Lucy wanted to, she wanted to take a tour bus. So we're still kind of not on the fence about which way we're going to go.
But they quickly learned that the tour bus was not going to be an option for them. So by late afternoon, they were on the city bus. It had taken up most of their day in Juneau.
Well, the bus is a bit of a milk run, but it was okay. We had a long walk, about 1.5 kilometers or miles.
The U.S. Forest Service allows more than 500,000 people to visit the glacier on commercial tours each season. Usually, companies have enough permits to sell same-day tours throughout the summer. But now, halfway through what's shaping up to be Juneau's biggest tourist season yet, they've already sold out. That's driven more tourists to take the city bus. And the higher demand is taking a toll on Juneau residents. Drivers report leaving up to 29 people at stops because their buses are too full. Alexandra Pierce is the City and Borough of Juneau's tourism manager.
Yeah, I've heard anecdotally about people not being picked up at Fred Meyer with their groceries, say, or somebody missing a flight because they were relying on the city bus to make their plane connection.
But Pierce says the city can't prevent tourists from taking public transportation.
Like, if you or I go to New York and ride the subway or London and ride the tube, you know, we wouldn't get a little stop on the turnstile that says, oh, you don't live here. And it's the same thing here. Public transit is available to everybody and needs to be available to everybody.
If Capital Transit has spare drivers, it can add more buses to popular routes. But with a statewide driver shortage straining both the city and tour companies, that can't happen often enough to meet the demand. At a Juneau Assembly meeting earlier this month, member Michelle Hale urged city leaders to find a solution.
Often, the people that ride the bus are some of our most poor citizens, not always, of course, and might not have access to even figure out who to make that complaint to.
In an effort to reduce pressure on the bus system, the city has issued additional permits for the parking lot by the Brotherhood Bridge. Tour companies are taking tourists there to see the glacier from a distance. The city has also hired a consultant to help figure out how Capital Transit can meet the needs of residents and tourists during the season. Pierce says the strain on public transportation points to key challenges Juneau faces when it comes to tourism.
We have a shore excursion supply and demand problem in Juneau. If I could characterize simply our two biggest tourism issues, it's a volume problem. There are just a lot of people. And there's a supply and demand problem that we are running out of having enough things for those people to do. We've always been a destination where there's a lot of options and a lot to do, but we just have too many people now.
She says the consultants should have recommendations ready for city leaders next month. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.